Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 31st, 2022. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Intel announced its first Arc A-series discrete GPUs, which support DirectX 12 and include dedicated ray tracing hardware and full AV1 acceleration support. This launches with the entry-level Arc 3 series meant for ultra-portables, which offer a claimed twice the performance of integrated Z graphics. More powerful 5 and 7 series will be available in early summer. Arc GPUs will also feature Intel's Deep Link technology to optimize power sharing with the CPU based on workload. The first laptop with an Arc GPU will be the Samsung Galaxy Book 2 Pro. Bloomberg sources say Apple, Meta, and possibly Snap provided customer data in mid-2021, including addresses, phone numbers, and IP addresses to individuals posing as law enforcement agencies. Ordinarily, law enforcement must submit a court-ordered warrant or subpoena to obtain this information. But in cases of imminent harm, authorities can submit an emergency data request without prior court approval. Security researcher Brian Krebs reports that it would be extremely difficult for platforms to determine if these requests are legitimate if a threat actor obtains access to a law enforcement email account. The security firm Bitdefender published a post outlining vulnerabilities in IoT cameras from the company Wyze that would allow for a remote user to access content from the camera's SD card without authentication. Bitdefender notified Wyze of 3 flaws in this chain in March 2019. Wyze patched them in September 2019, November 2020, and January 2022. However, the WyzeCam version 1 ended life in 2020, with the company not patching the discontinued product. Bitdefender advises users stop using the V1 hardware. Intel intends to acquire the Israeli startup Granulate. TechCrunch's sources say the deal is worth $650 million. Granulate uses AI to optimize how high-priority workloads travel across cloud and on-premises networks, claiming it improves response time up to 40%. While big tech platforms often build their own such optimization tech for their cloud, Intel could offer this to smaller organizations. Apple updated its App Store rules to allow reader apps that provide access to digital content to link out to websites for account management and creation. Developers will have to request an entitlement before being allowed to add external links. And Apple published a new version of its App Store rules in an attempt to come into compliance with Dutch regulators. Apple will allow third-party payment systems for dating apps collect a 27% commission, but will not require developers to submit a separate binary for apps using different payment systems. The regulator will present this policy to market participants for consultation. Google added a new highly cited label in search, indicating links frequently sourced by publications. Google hopes this will highlight original reporting. The label will apply to news, interviews, announcements, and press releases. Google announced that developers can begin testing its latest privacy sandbox technology in the Canary version of Chrome, including Topics, Fledge, and Attribution Reporting APIs. Topics allows for interest-based ad targeting through browser-based activity tracking, while Fledge allows for creating custom audiences for advertisers without individual tracking. Dell introduced new ultra-sharp monitors, including the 30-inch ultra-sharp U3023E. This offers 2560 by 1660 resolution in a 16 by 10 aspect ratio, with multiple displays able to be daisy-chained together over USB-C. It can also connect to two different PCs with an auto KVM feature, letting you use a single keyboard and mouse between the devices, with support for picture-by-picture and picture-in-picture to view content from both machines simultaneously. It's available now for $785. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo revised an earlier prediction that iPhones would support under-display Touch ID in 2023 at the earliest, saying that iPhones in 2023 and 2024 may not adopt the technology. Last week, DSCC analyst Ross Young reported that underscreen Face ID cameras wouldn't be ready until 2024. Google began rolling out picture-in-picture support for YouTube TV on iOS and iPadOS. The main YouTube app received picture-in-picture support last year. Security researcher Jane Manchin Wong discovered an under-development sign-up page for TweetDeck claiming an ad-free experience for the client. While the page doesn't explicitly list this as a paid feature, earlier this month, Wong also uncovered a redirect in the TweetDeck app that checks whether a user has a Twitter Blue subscription. WhatsApp announced new features for voice messages rolling out over the next few weeks. Users will be able to listen to voice messages outside of a particular chat, pause and resume recording of voice messages, and listen to voice message drafts before sending. And finally, Microsoft will hold its Build 2022 conference as a virtual event from May 24th through the 26th. Registration opens in late April and will be free to attend. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.